Hello and welcome to the Zip Code Plays, Antaeus Theatre Company's exploration of the vibrant and diverse communities that make up Greater Los Angeles. I'm your host, Ramon DiOcampo, and in each episode, writers from the Antaeus Playwrights Lab create original audio plays, each based on a different LA zip code, spanning everything from historical drama to ghost stories to magical realism. Each play provides a unique lens into our great city. As always, we want to acknowledge that this play was written, performed, and is set on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Gabrielino Tongva peoples. Many of the writers and actors at Antaeus are multi-hyphenates, artists who work in all different aspects of the business. Our people produce, design, sing, dub, adapt scripts, stage manage, teach, choreograph sword fights, improvise comedy, and narrate audiobooks. Plus, they've been known to help hang lights or paint flats when the need has arisen. This week's writer, Anne Noble, is a perfect example. An accomplished playwright and an in-demand actor, Anne has served as Antaeus's company manager, casting director, and currently serves as a lead teaching artist for our arts education program. In addition to those tasks, Anne has worked as a lay chaplain in LA County jails, including within the walls of the CRDF, the women's jail in Lynwood. When asked about this, Anne said, "I still find myself struck every time I go in by the stunning displays of courage, creativity, community, and joy I encounter." Please enjoy 90262, Lynwood, Blue Like You.
I got it, deputy. It's number 4 today, not our usual number 5, even though I know you know 5 is my lucky number, huh? But don't worry, you're forgiven. Just this once, of course. 1, Consuela. 2, Naomi. 3, Rhonda. 4. Mercy. I'm not number 5 today, Mama. Mercy is just number 4. So no luck today. I'm not sure why we can't be at number 5. No one is there right now, but you learn not to ask why behind these things. Maybe they just don't want anyone to have any luck today. That's why we need to pray, right, Mama? Or at the very least, we can just talk to ourselves. Where are you at, Mama? We cut Judge Judy in 30 minutes. How about this, Mama? I'll Hail Mary the crap out of this rosary and you show up on time. In the name of the vengeful dude in the sky, the dude's demanding offspring, and then nobody knows what you are, so you're just the spooky ghost guy. I'm not kissing you, baby Jesus, on the cross. I don't care how late my mother is. Come on, Mama. Hurry it up. Holy shit.
Hi, Mom.
What are you doing here? Where's your grandmother?
Seriously? Fine.
Wait!
You're gonna get in trouble for that, right?
Yes, so don't make me keep doing it! You have to use the phone!
I know about the phone.
We don't have to yell now.
You don't have to yell.
Right. Well, don't worry. The deputy who's on now is cool. And these are all my friends here in the first three cubes. Consuela, Naomi, and Rhonda. And they're okay with some yelling. We all do that sometimes.
Why did you just tell me their names? I don't want to know their names.
Because they're not just numbers.
I know, I'm like an accessory.
To what?
I don't know, to their crimes?
Don't worry. Our behavior's not contagious, at least not through this 4-inch thick glass.
That's not what I meant. This is just a lot already.
Yeah, it is a lot.
I mean, I come all this way, deal with that totally not cool deputy at the front, only to get potentially kicked out because my mother goes crazy banging on the
car. I am not crazy.
Says you.
Yeah, says me. Why was the deputy at the front not cool?
They wouldn't let me come in what I was wearing.
What were you wearing?
I don't know. Clothes? They said they were too tight, but they were not. And apparently, flip-flops aren't actual shoes. They're shower shoes, so I had to go to the friggin' Marshalls and buy all this cheap suburban mom shit.
I think you look nice.
I look like a Karen. All I was told is not to wear anything see-through or low-cut or blue, and I didn't do any of that, but apparently that wasn't good enough.
Who told you you couldn't wear blue?
TikTok. It's like mini YouTube. Everyone says you can't wear the color of the inmates.
That's prison. This is jail.
Whatever. It doesn't even matter. You're not even wearing blue.
I'm a trustee.
What is that?
It's like I do service, I set up stuff, I take it down, I hand out things, I clean and organize.
So you're like a janitor?
No. I'm trusted. That's what it means. I am trustworthy enough to do those things.
A trusted janitor.
I guess. But that's why I'm in light green.
Well, it's not a good color on you.
Really? I kind of like it.
You look like a matcha smoothie.
I was thinking more like a tub of mint chip ice cream.
Anyway, the point is, the cop at the front was...
Correctional officer.
What?
They're not cops. They're COs.
You know what? I don't need to learn all the terms. This is your world, not mine.
And yet, here you are, in it.
Nana made me come.
Why? What's matcha?
Seriously? It's like this powder they put in things, shakes, and Starbucks drinks. It's like green tea or something.
Is it good?
It's okay. It's really bougie. But it's supposed to be better for you. Like, better caffeine.
Ooh, better caffeine? Wow. They've got levels now. Oh, I'd kill for just a regular cup of coffee. That was a joke.
Can you make jokes like that in here? I mean, aren't they listening right now?
I suppose they would be if these handsets weren't from the last century.
Oh.
That's why a lot of us don't want those video calls to start being the norm.
Why?
Because that they do listen in on. Every word you say is recorded and can be used against you.
That's like out here.
How so?
You can't turn off the mic in your phone or your computer anymore. So, like, they grab it all and then, like, that's the ads or the news you get in your feed or when you visit a site.
A site?
A website.
Oh, I gotcha. I thought you meant, like, an actual location.
They track that, too.
Who does?
The tech companies.
So, it looks like you got cops out there, too.
Correctional officers.
So why isn't Nana here? Okay, why are you here? Jasmine?
Bernice.
What?
I go by Bernice now.
Why?
Because it's my middle name. It's Nana's name, and I like it.
What's wrong with Jasmine?
It's the name of some bullshit Disney princess.
That is not why I named you.
Oh, come on, Mom. Nana told me all about it. You saw that stupid cartoon movie when you were a kid and were obsessed with it.
I thought she was pretty.
Pretty or not, she wasn't even a real person. But Nana is, and thank God she had sense enough to make you put down Bernice as my middle name, or you might have come up with something like Jasmine Little Mermaid. You were so high.
I wasn't high when you were born.
No, you just stole a bunch of Vicodin from the hospital pharmacy the day after, so you couldn't fill out the birth certificate by yourself.
Wait, so Nana didn't schedule this appointment. You did. Bernice Jr.
I don't see what the problem is. You don't like your name either.
Jasmine doesn't have any pressure on it. Mercy is another story.
You try being as skinny as a Disney princess. And not everyone has those moon eyes and that friggin' hair flowing down in their ass like that.
You try being the living embodiment of one of our Lord Jesus' commands.
So, why don't you change it?
Because, I guess, I don't know. My mother named me this, so maybe that means that she had, at least originally, had some thought that I might live up to... I don't know. It sounds good when my friends say it. You usually only hear yourself called by your number. So it's nice when your friends or the chaplains or the education people say your actual name, like the one you were given when you were a baby.
Nana had surgery.
What? Surgery? What for? What on?
She had a tumor removed.
A tumor? What the hell? Does she... Mama has cancer?
No, it was a lipoma.
A lipoma?
Yeah.
That's a fatty tumor.
Yes.
Yeah, I have fatty tumors.
So?
So they're not a big deal.
Hers was.
How big?
Was the tumor?
Was the deal? Was it threatening anything, or was it just because it was bothering
her? She had surgery. I don't care if it was for a mole. Surgery is surgery.
Really? What about my surgery?
Getting your stomach pumped after almost overdosing in the ER is not surgery.
I am not talking about that.
Then what?
I had surgery last year.
What are you... What? Why didn't you tell me?
How exactly would I have done that? I'm assuming you haven't read any of the several hundred letters I've sent. But then they were all addressed to that bullshit Disney princess, so I'm guessing that maybe they've gone to the dead letter office. And I would have called, but you know that Nana won't give me your number, so not like I could afford to make those calls anyway, because my mother only puts enough money in my commissary to pay for my Tampax and deodorant, which I forego, because I'd rather spend the little I have on pencils and paper and envelopes and postage stamps. So I can write my damn daughter, even though she can't be bothered to know the difference between prison and jail, because if she did, she'd know that flip-flops are shower shoes, although ours have mold on them. So I guess there is an actual fucking difference. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Please, please, please don't go. Listen, I didn't mean it. I didn't. I'm just, please, Jasmine. Bernice. Please, Bernice. You don't understand. We just all get so angry in here, but really, we're just sad. We're all just so sad. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
I get sad too, you know.
I'm sure you do. See, you don't have to wear blue to be blue.
What was it for? Your surgery?
Well, it wasn't for a lipoma.
Mom?
I have some heart stuff.
Heart stuff? What does that mean?
It means I sometimes need surgery.
How many sometimes?
Just the once, for now.
That sounds like a big deal.
It's not.
Are you lying?
What would you expect anything else from me? Don't worry, it's not genetic.
I wasn't.
It's okay. It's okay to think about how all of this affects you. I guess it is sort of contagious. And I wish there was something that I could...
Are you sober?
Yeah. A long time now. They've got good AA in here.
Nana said you don't really pray, though.
I pray in my own way.
You don't even have a nice rosary. That one is plastic.
This is all we're allowed. The real ones are contraband.
What? People kill people with rosaries?
It wouldn't be the first time the church killed people.
Shut up.
Sorry, but it's true.
Yeah, and your stupid drug-dealing boyfriend ran over someone with their car. So maybe you didn't kill anyone personally, but you were there when he did it.
Stop.
And you didn't make him go back to see if that person was okay.
Stop
and they
talking.
Wouldn't have died if you had stopped, if you'd called an ambulance, if you weren't higher than a...
You need to stop talking now.
Why? It's the truth. And you just said you get to say things because they're true.
I mean, you cannot talk about my case in here.
Said they weren't listening.
It doesn't matter. You can't talk about my case.
So, what can we talk about? What's not just stupid lingo and questions about things that neither of us are ever going to have to worry about? Because you're never going to be out here, and I'm never going to be in there.
Good. I hope so. I mean, the second part, the part about you.
Are you ever getting out?
I don't know. It actually looks like I'm getting relocated.
What? Where?
Because of all the overcrowding. A lot of us are serving in jail instead of prison, but we just got word a bunch of us are going to be moved up to Chowchilla.
Chowchilla? Where is that?
It's a women's prison in NorCal.
That's like a million miles away.
Baby, you live right here in Linwood, and all these years you've never come. It might as well have been a million miles already.
I just couldn't.
It's okay.
And Nana said...
You know what? That is something we can definitely stop talking about, what Nana said.
Okay.
So what do you know something about that's not any of those topics?
We had to do a paper on some local history for my English class, so...
Oh, how is it going at Southwest? Nana said... Sorry. How is it going from your point of view?
It's fine. My advisor said if I keep my grades up, I might be able to get a scholarship to transfer to a UC school next semester.
Really? Oh my god, that's incredible! Wow, that is a big deal!
Yeah, well, we'll see. I don't know if I want to do the UC system.
Why not?
All the people who go there are bougie.
Matcha drinkers.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the paper?
Oh, yeah. So it was like an exercise on how to gather research from whatever. That part doesn't matter, but I wrote about Linwood. And there was some cool stuff I found out.
Like what?
Well, it was named after a woman.
Really?
Yeah. Some old-timey white guy, Shock, named Sessions, got a bunch of acres of land from Slauson, the previous dude who got the land from a series of people who were originally Spaniards, who stole the land from the Tongva and then Mexico. Again, Shock. But this Sessions guy built a dairy farm, and his wife was named Lynn. Wood was her maiden name, so that became the name of the dairy, Lynn Wood. Then, when the railroad came in, they named that after the dairy and the city after that.
Huh. See? Names do matter.
Especially lady names.
Lady names, yes.
So, what do you know something about?
I didn't name you after a Disney princess.
But Nana said...
I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved that fucking movie. But Jasmine, the real Jasmine, was my best friend. We were at middle school together, and we were inseparable. Oh, she was so fabulous. She was just really brave and super hot. And well, she didn't take any shit from anyone. including the boys. She always said they were dumb.
Ugh, they are dumb.
Yeah, well, that'll change at some point. But she's kind of kept me safe, you know? She was like this inspiration. And she was this home base. And Mama was always so much of a...
hard ass?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Jasmine was the best.
What happened to her?
She was killed during the riots.
Shit, Mom.
It's okay. A lot of people got hurt then. It was crazy.
How come we're always talking about all the men's names? How come we don't remember the lady names as much? They did important shit, too.
Well, by all accounts, all Lynn Wood did was marry a rich man.
You don't know. She could have been a maker of rosaries.
And not the plastic ones.
Definitely not. What's that?
Time's up. You gotta go.
That's not 30 minutes.
If you're late, you lose the time.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, well, take it up with the not cool deputy out front and see how it goes.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. Goodbye?
Nah. Just see you in a bit.
But...
I can't, baby.
See you in a bit.
Yup. See you in a bit, Bernice Jr.
It might be a while. I got a lot of letters to read.
Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women. I might be kissing you, baby Jesus, on the cross, but it's your mother I'm thanking. Mary is getting the credit today. Three, Rhonda was here. Two, Naomi was here. One, Consuela, was here. And Mercy is here. Looks like number 4 is my new lucky number, deputy. Hope you're all set for Judge Judy. At visitor Sally Port, inmate 587-6429.
That was 90262 Linwood, Blue Like You. Written by Ann Noble. Directed by Jonathan Munoz-Prue. Starring Claudia Elmore as Bernice and Quana Martinez as Mercy. Production stage manager is Ben Altman. Multi-hyphenate Jeff Gardner is our audio producer / sound designer / Foley artist. Co-designer is Andrea Almond. Ellen Mandel created our original music. Neil Wogenson is our sound editor. Antius Theater Company is an actor-driven ensemble that explores timely and timeless work grounded in our passion for the classics. We illuminate diverse human experiences through performance, training, and community engagement. Our artistic director is Bill Brocktrup. Our producing executive director is Anna Rose O'Halloran. And Nicole Samsel is director of operations. Special shout out to Alice Johnston, our director of development, and donor engagement coordinator Isabel Ngo. We couldn't do it without you. For more information about the Zip Code Plays or to support Antius, please visit our website at zipcodeplays.info. While there, check out the original illustrated maps of each of our zip codes created by artist Cynthia Jacquette. You can also visit highlights of each neighborhood in person or virtually by taking the Zip Code Plays tour. Please leave us a rating or review if you enjoyed the show. It really helps new listeners find us. If you're looking for more great LA theater, be sure to check out our colleagues at Playwrights Arena. They discover, nurture, and produce bold new works for the stage written exclusively by Los Angeles playwrights. On our next episode, we visit the large urban wilderness of 90027. Griffith Park, on the fateful day of October 3rd, 1933.
Let me see your work permit. Your work permit? You can't work without your work permit!
Here you are, Mr. Foreman Krinker, sir.
No need to be nervous, son. I'm not here to judge you or anything of that nature here. Nobody here knows what they're doing. We're a ragtag bunch just trying to make a dime, see?
I'm Ramon DiOcampo. On behalf of all of us at Antius, thank you for listening.